I feel like there is so much out there about sex that is sort of not truly celebrating it in the ridiculous, fun, exhilarating, spiritual, amazing human play activity that it is.
Nell Weatherwax has been picking through every memory, every story, and every comic bit in her repertoire having to do with sex in preparation for her performance in The Forbidden Show.
I've always felt kind of like I needed to not be too shocking, you know, too graphic, too out there or intense, especially about sex. And, oh, I so don't feel that now. I feel that in conjunction with this show, I cannot be too outrageous. I really get to do and be whatever I want to be.
Her unique brand of physical theater and stand-up storytelling is something she's been honing in the comedy clubs of Madison, Wisconsin recently. For The Forbidden Show, she'll be riffing on specific topics and stories, but she said that format is relatively new to her. What she'd been doing in the past was simply walk on stage with nothing in mind, start moving her body, then a story would appear.
The very first time I did the pure improv on stage, that took such courage. For 2 weeks before I did that first show, I just felt sick, and I kept asking myself, who do you think you are? But I just am called. I truly am.
Well, thanks for meeting with me.
You bet. Where do you want to be? You want to be outside with birdies, or you want to be inside with the dishwasher?
Let's be outside.
All right, let me make sure the dog doesn't...
The other portion of The Forbidden Show is taken up by Diane Condrat and Karen Irwin, performing a two-woman show written by Eric Pfeffinger, Assholes and Orioles. As the title might suggest, it's just as bawdy and just as blush-inducing.
The thing that's nice about this show is it's really funny, kind of trashy, for smart people.
Condrat explains that she and Irwin play some 16 total characters in 6 different scenes. She challenges those smart people in the audience to not feel guilty about laughing at all the risque bits.
We've had literally fraternity boys come to A&A, at least, and be like, rolling on the floor, I can't believe you said that. Oh my God, oh my God. But I think of it as trashy stuff for smart people.
Comedians and actors have been using trashy stuff in their acts for as long as there's been a stage to perform on, but it's still a relatively rare thing to see such a performance by women. Weatherwax says that sometimes works in her favor.
I talk about going to a Hooters restaurant for the first time, and I do think that it's funnier, and it is kind of refreshing coming from a woman who's nearly 50 as opposed to a guy.
Condrat takes a different approach, thinking of it as a sort of healing through storytelling.
Well, you know, when I look at women all around the world, we're always on the bottom. So I think as a way to make sense of suffering, as a way to process suffering, you can laugh about it, because in a lot of instances, that's all you can do is laugh about it.
So, can Bloomington handle The Forbidden Show? Condrat seems to think so.
The combination of intelligentsia, appreciation for the arts, just makes it the kind of place that's perfect for the kind of work that both me and Nell do.
And Weatherwax is hoping for some repeat visitors.
Woman in her 40s. Walking out of the theater, turns to her friend, same age range. They look at each other, mouths open, eyes pie panned, and then they immediately, interrupting each other, say, "We've got to get Lisa at this show." That's the first thing I want them to say.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.